Step 2. Think, plan, and act like an insurgent. Control the controllable. Win the uncontrollable. Long ago and far away, our original political firm, Sawyer Miller Group, hired an intern who came to us from Senator Christopher Dodd's D.C. office, Richard Plepler. The kid asked for a meeting with us to say he believed his future would be in business strategy, not politics. At the time, we were doing 18 to 20 domestic political campaigns a year and dozens of global races. From the perspective of the 1980s, his prediction seemed a hell of a stretch. Thing is, Richard was a disruptor even then, and he was right. Fast forward to 2008. Richard Plepler was the new CEO of HBO, which was already riding a wave of success based on its original programming, particularly The Sopranos. Under Jeff Bukes, HBO had fought as an insurgent against broadcast network TV and then emerging cable movie channels. By the time Bukes moved on to become head of all of Time Warner, HBO had become the reigning incumbent of paid TV. And, as usually happens, HBO had begun to think and act like an incumbent. It no longer scouted for new ideas. HBO literally waited for ideas to come to them. By the way, take a number, and don't call us. We'll call you. Such was the reception screenwriter Matthew Weiner got when he submitted a script about advertising in the 1960s. Mad Men went on to sweep the Emmy Awards and Golden Globes, not for HBO, but for upstart AMC, which it transformed from a sleepy sort of classic movie channel into a paid TV force. As shooting for the second season of Mad Men began in Los Angeles, Plepler, now HBO honcho, did something purely insurgent. He flew to LAX, caught a ride to the Mad Men set, talked his way past the security guards, walked in, and got down on his knees in front of Weiner's director's chair. "We will never pass on one of your scripts again." The message was not just for Weiner, of course. It was also for HBO.